Robot Underpants.
Another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I am here once again with Spin Eric Rice.
Ever.
What?
Button.
Who seems to be locked up. His mouth just froze.
Wow.
No idea what happened.
What was that?
Wow. The best
interview I've ever doctor.
Seen Eric tongue-tied. That is the first time.
Oh, I was caught having for effect.
I have that effect on
every body.
Wow. Yeah.
Remind me never to do the anticipation joke, because everyone's like, holy crap, he stopped talking.
No. His internet bandwidth down.
It must be the hair.
Yeah, that was that was weird. Also joining us, Starman.
Hulk smash.
And our very special guest tonight, Casey Caso.
Hey.
She grew up on the south side of Chicago.
It's a very special request dedication from Casey Caso.
Long distance dedication going out there.
Which always reminds me of Casey Kasem's outtake freak out.
No, I never get that. Continue, please.
No, never, ever.
Never. That's weird.
Never have a Casey.
How am I supposed to come
never.
Out of the sappy song and do an upbeat song and do a dead fucking puppy?
Oh my God. Hey, what you do in your personal life is your own fucking thing.
Number 14, that was The Carpenters. And coming up at number 13.
Now we have a dead puppy.
Hell's Bells.
Oh, so you do or you don't know what I'm talking about? Because it sounded like you were, you know, oh, I never get that. Everybody's always like, oh, an upbeat song into a dead puppy dedication.
No, I get all the Casey-related jokes.
And Casey up to bat, is there a Casey joke book?
Casey and the Sunshine Band. Apparently, everyone's a subscriber except for me.
This is good material.
Yeah, no, you can have that. There you go.
Thanks.
For free.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wrote that to it right here.
Wow.
Hey, well.
Eric, what's going on over there? The show has already been derailed.
Let's get it back on track.
All
right.
Yeah. I'm just looking at something that's on our list of things to talk about. Like the whole damn place is going
to
turn
yourself.
Into...
Didn't feel like looking at any of that an hour ago, even we.
No, it's just it's like now the whole damn social network is going to turn into an Instagram filtered site.
All right, well, we'll get to that in a minute.
That's where the kids are. So.
Mm-hmm. Damn kids.
Captain Palmerica. All right, go on.
No. Hey, so that awesome movie that came out this weekend. How about that?
How about this? I just got back a couple days ago from visiting the Spin Martin Eric Rice guy up in Portland.
We put birds on things.
I would say, yes, we did go to Portland, and we went to a store that had an awful lot of birds on things, and it made me kind of wonder, is this really, like, is that a thing? Is that why that's funny?
Yeah, Portlandia is funny for a lot of truth.
Birds on things are okay. So over.
Yeah, no.
Right, exactly.
Thanks for ruining birds on things.
Now it's dogs on things.
No, it's owls. We put owls on things.
Bigger birds.
While we were there, we went to the same store that had all the birds on things, had a big silver head on a stick. And I was like, what is the deal with that? That looks weird. Mm. And Eric's wife did a little bit of research and found out it is a dental mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
If you look now, right here, if you're watching the video, I have
That's
my own dental mannequin.
it looks very disturbing. It's like a skull without eye sockets.
It's a lot of them are metal with people teeth, which is very unsettling.
They're all unsettling, no matter how futuristic they are, no matter. No, it's just all, it's like an odd skull that's not finished nor with sockets and in perfect teeth.
You know, it reminds me of the mouth of Sauron from Lord of the Rings. A little
really?
Bit. It's creepy as hell, yeah.
It reminds me of that damn singing robot. Everyone's seen the video. It's the one that's all ooh ah mm, ooh ah, ah, ah. You know what it is.
That's creepy because it looks like they're using a fleshlight for the mouth.
They're not.
And you would know.
I would assume we've all looked at the fleshlight site by now. If you haven't, fleshlight.com.
Only because Kevin Smith told me to.
If they are in fact using a fleshlight, then these are some very, very rich people.
I'm thinking that, wasn't that built by some Japanese people?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're all
it always
toys.
Is.
Other sex toys, if you want to check them out?
Oh, no, you're not.
In a little pre-show, we did bring divine-interventions.com. Don't use the www because it won't work. But if you really want to go to hell, but have fun getting there.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want hell to come to you through the back door.
Ooh. With terrifyingly detailed products there.
That's right.
That site's been around for a long time.
Let's just assume that everything we say is not safe for work.
Yeah,
or
pretty much.
Gentle.
That's right. I want to know how Langley found that site.
I don't remember. I remember talking about it like years and years ago when I still lived in Memphis and we were doing the show.
You overheard
Memphis,
some hookers
that's
out
why.
The window.
Wait, what did you say, Spin?
I said you've been overhearing hookers outside your window.
Oh,
what
no,
is
no,
that
no,
that
no.
you've got? Is that divine
Where did
intervention?
You get that?
It sure is. Well, turn it up, man.
I think I hear the baby Jesus crying somewhere.
Yep,
that's because he's in your butt.
derailed.
Derailed again.
All right,
I'll close that window. We covered that, and we covered that.
We had like a perfect California weather up here in Portland for Langley, too.
You're welcome.
It's all about the weather.
It is all about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, we want to slash wrist every other season of the year. 9 months of rain.
You can have that weekend. You're welcome.
It was a good weekend. I had fun.
We shot things. We drank things.
Yeah.
Ew. In that
some
order?
Some of us needed to drink things so that we could actually hit what we were shooting. The rest of us did just fine.
Well, we'll say some of us, yeah. Some of us, our shooting abilities did not change, but some of us had a couple of beers and it got better. And I'll stick to my story. Everything I do is better when I'm drinking.
Oh, well.
And oh, fact, are you drinking now?
I believe at the beginning of that day I said, wow, we can't shoot anything. Maybe we should have a couple of drinks and it'll get better. And sure enough, it was true.
Lo and behold, praise yeah. baby
Turned out
Jesus.
My shakes went away after a couple beers and it was all good.
Huh.
Spin picked me up at the airport. We went straight to the Sports Authority. Oh, are we just going to wave around guns now?
No, Woo! No.
Hey, take that, Internet.
I just got these guns.
Oh, snap.
I bet they look better when I'm drunk, too.
Yeah, probably. Me, too.
Yeah. Straight from the airport to the Sports Authority, or what was it?
No, Dick's.
Dick's. We found
Dicks. No, nothing like Dicks.
Enough, everybody was making fun of me for getting lost looking for Dicks, and guess what happened? We got lost. What's really obnoxious about... So,
you know what's weird? I never get lost looking for Dick, ever.
Well,
you just follow the ring on your finger, right?
Yeah. the thing is that the... On ramp to the freeway when you're leaving, because it's next to a Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, and then the sporting goods store, and there's a couple other things there. You leave the parking lot, and it's like, bam, freeway on ramp. But getting there, it does not work like that. It's like around and up and over and under and through this and through a field and turn left at the dog store. How
wow,
it works?
They really make you work for that, Dick, huh?
Damn it! I was just gonna say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Too late.
So you it's really appreciate those that Dick's when you get there.
Oh yeah, so when you get there, it really feels
good. So apparently,
good.
She's been to divineinterventions.com.
No.
Right. So we got some guns. We shot the fake guns.
You
I say fake guns,
beer.
But those guns could do some damage.
So if somebody was robbing your house, would they be sorry afterwards if you shot them with this?
No, these
if I shot them in the eye, yeah.
Okay, good. So doing some eye damage.
Well, you do some damage to them, yeah.
It would hurt.
Okay.
Although these things were heavy, you could pistol whip somebody quite easily.
Okay, there you go. So not, you don't even have to buy bullets. Easy. Done.
Yeah, but just throw them at them.
Just throw the bag
and
of guns.
How was the beer selection? Of course, we are known for coffee and beer up here.
The beer selection was pretty good. And I, being a beer kind of nerd, I guess, was pleasantly happy. What?
I didn't know. Is there like a huge microbrew?
Oh yeah, Portland
culture
is
up there?
Northwest. Yeah, it's all about.
I didn't know that.
It's huge. Microbrews, coffee, and salmon.
Awesome. I'm
no
moving
salmon.
Up there. Oh, salmon's my favorite.
No salmon, but, yeah, I heard you like to eat fish. I had no salmon, but I did have a lot of beer. Couple of those nights, and yeah, no. The great thing was, is like they weren't ridiculously expensive. We went down to the corner store, got some great beer, and if it wasn't labeled, they were like, "How much do you want to pay for it?"
Oh,
what the fuck kind of horrible bookkeeping is that this establishment?
It was great.
It turned out it came from another store, and they just had it there to, you know, whatever.
Look, nobody wants to see the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, just it was like a couple $4. It was like a couple $5 40s of cider or whatever. And he's
somebody's like watching the shop, and they're like, "Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go.
How much
whatever.
Do you want to pay?"
So yeah.
So finally, it's all $2. He's like, "Of course, you did get one of the coolest because I bought the remaining bottles of cider because that stuff was actually really good."
I'm gonna go to my liquor store and see if that works.
Because it was a panic.
Gary V's store is right down the road from me. I'll just go over here and say, "Gary, how about like $5 for the Merlot?"
How about I give you $2 and a bus pass? How about that?
Go over to Gary V's store and tell him that Langley sent you, and you're going to punch him in the face if he doesn't give you a good deal.
Oh, I'm not going to say that.
No, I think you should say that.
I get
because this is what happened. Gary V, here's my Gary V story.
Gary V is, for everybody not aware,
WineLibrary.com.
WineLibrary.com.
Okay.
It's free plugs for Gary V.
Because he needs help promoting.
He was on Seismic one day, back in the Seismic days, with Kevin Rose. And I don't remember how it worked out, but they were having a contest or something. And, you know, the winner of whatever got, you know, free stickers or some terrible bullshit.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I won. Where's my free stickers? If I don't get those free stickers, Gary V, when I see you in Vegas for Blog World, I'm going to punch you.
Wow.
Never got my stickers. But I did see Gary V, so I walked up to him, and I punched him in the arm, and he looked at
me,
and he was like, oh, Langley, I see. I was like, yeah.
He's a man of his word.
So, he knows who I am. You can go over there and tell him what for.
Give that wine, steward.
He's a man. So, yeah, I had fun. We went to Portland. We did some stuff. We, goofed around on the internet, of course, and I would say go check out the video recorded when we did Hangouts on Air, but it didn't happen because
you never got
evidently Hangouts on Air don't always work. So actually, this is the first test we've done since that happened. Maybe this is being recorded.
See.
Maybe it's not.
So you have to watch it live. And
you have to watch it live right now.
Get your questions in now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, post your questions over in the comment section, or send them over to somebody. I don't know, whatever. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, maybe not. Since then, they've decided everybody gets Hangouts on Air. How many people in this room have them now?
I have it.
Negative.
Wait, yeah, right. You have it?
Yeah, I have it. I got it as of this afternoon.
All right.
I keep F5 in that, and nothing. Nothing.
Have you logged out and logged back in?
Yes, yeah, I've done all that. I've changed. I've gone to pages.
Let's try restarting.
I'm going to make sure that I do an HOA before Eric does, because I know that it would just annoy him.
Incidentally, I'm not I'm not too wrapped up in it. I just want some consistency.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm probably not going to do one as soon as I get it. It's like, okay, fine, they're actually deploying it. Oh, but I got the stupid, you can comment on your feed on Gmail, like day one.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the miscellany.
Thanks for the annoyance.
Yeah.
Here's my take on the Hangouts on Air for everybody. And when it first happened, I was still at Eric's house, and we pulled it up first thing in the morning. And it was, first thing we see, a dude at work, just not talking, doing whatever, and one dude in the hangout with him, not even in his chair. So it was like one guy and an empty chair.
That's awesome.
And I have a bad feeling this is what it's going to be for a long time because people don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I got hangouts on air. Here, look at me doing this.
Well, it's the YouTube thing. I mean, when you start looking at what people do on YouTube, or you look at what people do on, like, Ustream or any of the others, you know.
Yeah.
True.
And so with hangouts on air, I mean, what are people, you're going to have to create some real content for it to work well for your account.
There are four live shows right now. First of all, while this is hype to high hell, even that they've now added it, aside from all the video conferencing being like a giant swinging genital festival, there's only four hangouts live right now, and I'll tell you what they are. These are live. It's quite telling. One is us. Next is the earliest Alco Brony ever. I can't even decipher that.
That sounds like you're going to hang out.
And I speak pony, and I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. Nerd Plus and Mission Impossible 4. Sounds like Jeopardy.
Oh, category. I saw that one, yeah.
Right.
Suck it, Trebek.
Suck it, Trebek.
Potent Potery.
Your mom's a... Oh, all right. Yeah, and then, you know, all the standard stuff. Oh, whatever. At least they gave the ability to title them, so now it can be like, English only, mother effers.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do for my first HOA. It's going to be special.
I'm sure it will.
I'm going to probably try and do something with fire.
It'll be me playing WoW or something like that. I don't know. No, it's going to be good.
Well, I mean, you know, I got it, and I was doing the same thing. Like, well, you know what? Perfect excuse to use it is for the show.
Well, yeah, but you also have experience doing shows and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be a little comfortable doing live stuff. And I've had the discussion, actually just today, with somebody, like, you know, this is a supplement to what we do.
Yeah.
The real show is the audio download. This is a add-on extra.
Bonus.
Because there's nothing interesting looking at us sitting at a desk.
That's it.
And the quality that's recorded is crap. It's completely garbage.
Yeah, it is. It can be better because Casey and I do our Infinite Loop show over Skype, and the quality is far better.
Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, well, sure. Than this. It's better than this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're like constrained in bandwidth in any way, like somebody might be, Hangouts actually is a lot better on my end than Skype is.
So
you're
my
not
end.
Coming... I'm not getting every sixth word out of your mouth in Hangouts.
Oh, well, yeah, but on my end, your video comes over to me better than your Hangout video.
All I know is, and this is the only thing I want to say about this, and then I'm just freaking done, because I just don't trust this megacorp, nor do I trust the other one. But here's the thing. We don't market it towards... you know, insert line that has to do with things that are more professional than casual everyday people smiling and eating
Bronies.
Together. You know, it's not marketed to business. And what do they come out with? You know, all the media outlets are now using on air, and their screenshots are the most beautiful freaking people on the most beautifully staged set.
Sure.
Not a damn hangout looks like. Like, everyone is perfectly lit in the higher than high definition.
I need more lights.
Give me a break. Hey, remember, when you're dealing with social, the users are going to call you on your stuff. Hey, nice agency. Who are these people? We've never seen them before. Oh, they're clip art. Oh, okay. So, whatever.
There you go.
I think maybe we'll do once a week. We'll have a segment where Christ does his best Andy Rooney moment.
Yeah,
I'm just pissed off because Bing, Microsoft Bing came out with an app for the iPad.
Oh, here we go.
Freaking incredible, and I have no idea why I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to like it because I'm a Mac guy, right? So F them. Nah, it was like kind of awesome.
Why is it incredible then?
Tell us more.
Well designed. It looks good. It's coherent.
It's pretty?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm getting it.
I mean, it looks like it makes Google's stuff. I mean, Google came out with a new app today and whatever. It's funny. Everyone's complaining. Is nothing with pictures in the stream. Look at your stream. All people do is They don't type things. They just post pictures. And, like, right now, reptiles are all over the place.
Yeah.
Game in the trending topics. But, you know, so whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it's a great app. Whatever. Go get it. It's free. You'd
be grabbing it now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said.
Oh.
Oh.
Or she said.
What? Either or. Works both ways.
But no, I'm happy. I hacked a machete. I took a machete to a tree to get my chainsaw, which was stuck in a branch, out. So I'm like doing all right. I'm relaxed.
But did you take an arrow to the knee?
We were working. Wait, was that the secret word?
That's my favorite reference. I don't care.
Wait, what?
It's not old. I love it.
Speaking of which, just for quick little update for the game people out there, Elder Scrolls MMO.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they get really popular.
Oh, hi, last week. I forgot about you.
No, I think it was announced after our last show.
Exactly. It's called a weekly show. Shut up, guest. And it will become popular and lose 300,000 subscribers, and then we'll all cry.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Also, to catch up, MCA is dead, and then today, Videl Sassoon is dead, so...
We don't look dead.
You'll have to...
Oh, my God.
You'll have to wash your hair with the dead babies.
Oh, my God.
The MCA thing, though, was... I was actually kind of surprised.
Did it make you feel old?
No, because first of all, somebody tried to tell me, oh, it's just bandwagon. I'm like, dude, MCA, BCs, they've been around for like...
Forever.
So it's not, it would be like if, I don't know, Joe Perry or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Kurt Cobain.
Somebody, no, you got to go like Aerosmith, but I don't know. I kind of was Paul like, Jones. Oh man, that's just really sad. The Beastie Boys, oh damn. But then it grew, and I was kind of like, whoa. I wasn't ready for the overwhelmingly outpouring of emotion, but it just was like, well, it is the Beastie Boys after all. So every social network, everywhere you went, there was like a different video. Mm-hmm. Like what people liked, and it was kind of awesome. All these like, oh, here they were live in Chicago, and here is it. And it was like, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Look
how Beastie Boys.
Look at that. I've got
2 turntables.
That's Beck.
That's Beck, yeah.
1 DJ. So, yeah.
Somewhere I've got pictures of when I went to see them in New York a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I was never a huge Beastie Boys fan, but, you know, I can respect it.
He died of a crazy, weird cancer. I think that kind of had something to do with it, too. Like, he had such an obscure form of cancer.
The salivary glands.
Yeah, like, who else died of that?
I did actually run into somebody whose dad died of salivary gland cancer. Yeah, I'm like, that's like cancer's not effed up enough, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But to have it be some, like, random, you know, cancer of the eyelash, that's just, like, insult to injury.
So much, yeah.
Yeah,
but nothing's worse than Farrah Fawcett dying of butt cancer. That's just the worst. Right? You don't want to be known as being dead from butt cancer.
Not really.
No.
It's not high on my list.
Am I right? Am I right? Horse head?
Yeah, great. Yes, sir, I don't like it.
Hello, dental guy? Yeah, exactly. Did you see the video of the guy impersonating the Dalek?
No.
No.
Where's that?
That's so great. I wish I could explain things. He was on Britain's Got Talent or whatever their version is.
Oh, okay.
And the dude comes out, I'll have to describe it because we don't have rights to anything, I guess, anymore, with a pot on his head sticking out, right? And they're kind of like, what is this? What's going on? And the song starts playing, and the song is Trailers for Sale or Rent. Mm-hmm. And he starts singing it, but he's got a parody version. And he just goes in, he just does the Dalek voice. And he's just singing about... TARDIS for sale or rent. He's like, TARDIS for sale or rent! He's like, just want to exterminate. The best part is like Simon Cowell starts laughing so hard. All of the judges are busting up watching this guy do this, you know, obviously a joke thing, but because you don't know where he's going with it at first. It's so funny.
My God.
Look for it. I don't know. It's funny.
So I got to tell my little TARDIS story. I've been doing some work around this house, this room specifically, and I had this idea. It's like now I've got these creative ideas. I think I'm going to build a life-size TARDIS in the backyard as a shed.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, it can't be that hard.
No, there's plenty of plans out there. I've seen them.
Yeah, it's just a normal police box.
Could you like a sand crawler or whatever?
I think. Well, the hardest part, I think, is just going to be the support, but everything else is pretty much easy. And then I just have to make sure that it's weatherproofed. And now, what are you laughing at? I missed something, didn't I? You know
you
what?
You didn't get... I don't know what's going on. Casey's got a filthy mind, so who knows?
Don't we all?
DivineInterventions.com.
Check it out.
Dash.
Get
the dash. That's the dash for savings.
Hey! Wow, we've hit none of our
we totally
tonight.
Did. Well, we got most of them.
Hit none of our what? Yeah.
If you go to DivineInterventions.com without the hyphen, it goes to the Gospel Media Network. That's not the dildo place.
There's no dildos.
Jesus butt plugs.
All right, so what did we hit?
I don't know. Nothing of importance, really.
Real-life lightsabers?
Eh, they look like they're lame.
Gay president?
Also lame.
Avengers?
Awesome.
Haven't
Amazing.
Seen it.
Amazing.
If you haven't seen it, you're lame.
And you're a loser.
You mean gay president? No, you don't have a gay president. He's
blind. I have a gay president. We're a president who supports gay marriage, which is like, yeah, as he should. Okay.
Yeah.
Mostly because
he also seems to think that like black people are okay, as it turns out.
That's weird. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Huh. No.
I saw a commercial the other day for blackpeoplemeet.com, which is evidently a dating site for black people.
You would think by the name.
Is that the new Obamacare?
No, but it made me kind of go.
There are targeted sites. Huh. I suppose that's not absolutely terrible.
If I made a website called White People Meetup or for whites only.
Yeah, that would be right, okay. Shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
Right.
So deal with it.
I just got a comment from
somebody who said that we're not wearing robotic underpants, so we need to commit.
Oh, I got a comment from...
How do you know that we're wearing any kind of underpants?
I'm not wearing any underpants.
This
I'm
is
not wearing
kind of visual.
In fact, I have no legs from the waist down.
We're all paraplegics. In
we're
your
all
face.
Metal sticks going...
We're all Captain Pike. Kevin just messaged me, and he said, just started watching you guys for the first time just now. Who would have thought you guys were funny?
Nah.
Hey!
We're
actually funny.
You're welcome.
Anyway, the only reason the gay president thing comes up is that Obama said that same-sex marriage, he supports it, which is a pretty definitive statement, even if it is something political for the elections coming up, in light of North Carolina having Amendment 1.
Well, he only rolled back, don't ask, don't tell.
It is quite convenient. That's all I'm saying.
Constitutionally making it illegal.
It's convenient because it's right after that North Carolina bullshit.
Exactly my point, right.
But even though it's a political move, don't get me wrong, yes, it's political. When was the last time you heard a politician say something in pretty plain freaking English?
It's a political move like saying murder is bad, people.
Well, they're... at least,
well, it seems like the obvious, but... There are certain sections of the company or country who might say,
"Well, you can look at it that way."
Right in there, huh?
I work at the New Jersey office.
You know, who cares? This could be bad, or this could be flip flop. Blah 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 blah.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know.
There's your robot,
Davey. What are you doing, Davey?
Yeah.
And nobody got that reference.
Nope.
I got it.
Tell us more. Do you have some Space 1999 stories?
No, as a matter of fact, I was going to look some up because I haven't heard a thing in the last few months, and I thought maybe the project died. I don't know.
I saw something today about the retro future and how Space 1999 was all about that.
Paleo.
The retro future, really?
You know what? I09.com, whatever it is. They have a huge thing about retro future all the time.
One of my favorite blogs, which is now part of the Smithsonian, is called Paleo Future, and it looks back in history at all the predictions for the future. So it's like, in 1980, we're going to have blah, 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 blah.
Oh, those are hilarious. It
takes a look. That's nice.
Yeah, it's called Paleo Future. And it takes a look at, well, were they right?
Yeah.
No. 1920. 90% of the time they're wrong.
In the year 1980. And then how right were they?
In the year 2000.
Who would have known that 1980 would have had bad hair, big hair, and Aquanet?
And yet I got blue hair in 2012 and people are giving me freaking static about it.
That's
look,
right.
We don't have jetpacks. We don't have flying cars. Oh,
we don't have food and pills.
Land drone.
Well, we kind of do.
Well, we should. I'm telling you, you know what?
I don't know if we talked about this last week. You know why Google's car, driverless car is going to fail? Because you'll be paying $38,000 for a basically public transit that you own, and you don't get to drive it.
Don't forget. So there'll be no smelly bums on it. Awesome.
Yeah, there will be some dude across from you jerking
off. For one.
Yeah, that seriously, there won't be a midget with a hat in his crotch, and then he lifts it up.
Where did that come from?
We have to have a bus for one.
Must be a California thing. Because we don't have that in Jersey. We just have people washing your windows at the entrance of the Holland Tunnel.
You don't have the washed-up actor midgets, like, naked?
No, you're in LA.
With a hat over their crotch?
That speak backwards? I've seen the
Oh, I don't even know what kind of derailment that was, but okay.
That was a Twin Peaks derailment.
Did we do carbon freezing?
No.
Fuck that.
I'm a Han Solo. Han Solo.
Oh,
that's what we're talking about.
Are you Han Solo fan?
Your head.
All right, so this is from toplessrobot.com, which is a great site. Check that out.
Oh, is that your sister site?
Friends of the show.
Yeah.
Funny thing about that statement. My sister is moving out here next month. Maybe she'll be on the show. I hope she's not topless, because
I was gonna say
that would be
wait.
Creepy. That would be very
weird.
Creepy.
I don't know what to make of this. I don't know
not
what
for
a,
us, but for you,
for me,
What would a Chick Langley be like?
Yeah.
The backdrop, but the beard would just be a little too weird for me.
Right.
Yeah. What's creepy is when my boss is like, "Hey, I heard your sister's moving out here." For $100. You can get yourself frozen in carbonite as a 3 3/4 inch figure from Disney World in Orlando.
Not doing it.
Not doing
very
it.
Good.
For $10, you can buy Han and carbonite ice cube trays.
Oh, doing
from
it.
Think Geek. Oh, I almost put the order in today and I did not.
But that's not you, and it melts.
It's like buying gold. Just can't pull the trigger.
I want frozen in ice me ice cube.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can make them out of chocolate, too.
From May 18th to June
16th. Oh, fucking done. Where's my credit card?
People attending Star Wars weekends at Walt Disney World in Orlando have the chance to buy figures of themselves trapped in a block of carbonite.
I love figures of myself.
People have to call this stupid number to make a reservation first. You can't just walk in. Plus, it'll cost $100 per figure, and the figure will be 8 inches tall. Oh, 8 inches tall. There you go. What do you think? It's a deal. Whatever.
It's not the size of the figure. No, I'm not going to.
Casey's like 8 inches.
Casey's all about the size of the figure.
8 inches of me,
Gain's
baby.
So
I think
Gain's
I
is like 3/4 is fine. Casey's like no, 8 inches.
You that we don't know.
Huh? What?
I don't know, but that's going into the overheard. 8 inches of me, baby. In parentheses, said by girl. Because, you know, it would be a stupid statement by itself.
Yeah, I know, totally.
People on Google Plus might want a friend, Belinda G. You know what I mean. what else we got going on? Lasers, speaking of Star Wars, this whole thing. I don't know. This company has built some real, quote-unquote, real laser swords.
All right. Can I talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, it's all you.
No.
Because everybody's been talking about shit I don't know about. So here,
I'll walk away if you want to talk. Go ahead.
No, I own one of their lasers. I own the, I think it's the 500 milliwatt green one or something. And so these things are dangerous. You don't play with them. You don't point them at the sky. They're essentially...
At the sky?
No, you don't point them at the sky because then the feds come. So, no, you don't do that.
Never get them wet.
I use them because I've been interested in lasers since I was a kid.
Put them on sharks.
No, you can't put them on... Well, you could put them on sharks. My point being is that they're not toys. And this video, the promotional video for these lightsabers, they call them laser sabers or something like that, have these two guys in lab coats and the protective eyewear basically just playing around with these things like they're toys, and it's just ridiculous. And I don't know. Lasers are
a little weird.
It is. It is a little weird, and lasers are just so dangerous that
So what's the dangerous part? Is it like going to take your limb off? Is it going to?
No, here's the thing.
Just your retinas.
No.
They'll blind you.
The 1 watt lasers can actually screw up your skin badly. The one that I own probably won't do much damage to you, but the 1 watt lasers will. Not to mention the fact that they could blind you. And yeah. I know people that have actually gotten like little, not holes, but like damage to their retinas because of this. And so watching people play with these things like lightsabers, it's just no.
It says right on the site, do not fake fight with the laser saber and wear laser glasses if you even want to turn it on. Kind of ruins the fun, right?
Yeah, so I would say...
Not only that, they're not like what we think lightsabers should be, where they're just, you know, this beam of light that stops right here.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
They're encased in some sort of glass or plexi or something like that. But if you want a lightsaber that's safe and you can more or less play with, the ones from Think Geek for $100, the good ones, I have them inside. They're really nice. They're well built. Those are wicked.
Can you hit each other with them?
Yeah, because I think the beam is actually encased in glass or something. There's like a glass.
Oh, yes.
And you screw it on. Yeah,
let me hit you with this fluorescent tube. Ready?
Yeah, exactly.
You can hit you with this fluorescent tube that could blind you. Yeah.
I bought the stuff that they sell, but they market some of this stuff like they're toys. And those of us that take lasers, like, you have to respect lasers. You have to. No kidding about that. You have to.
Much respect, lasers.
Respect. This is like a public service announcement.
Yes. Respect the laser, or it won't respect you.
Yeah. The ABC After School Special is probably...
I shot my eye out with a laser. In fact, I could see a remake of of Christmas Story 2099 in the future. I want a wicked laser for Christmas, and you'll shoot your eye out with that.
You'll radiate your red.
You'll burn your eyes out.
You're red.
Yeah.
Although,
but they are cool. I've popped balloons and done the whole thing. But I was more interested in lasers for things.
Well, finally, like a reliable balloon popping mechanism.
No, I was looking more into doing things like making holograms.
Pins are so, you know, 15th century.
And I'm not talking about the holograms that are on tickets. Or like when I was a kid, my dad was a physics teacher, and he would actually make, he would have these blocks of glass or something like that, and he'd make holograms in his lab. So you could take like a figure, like an action figure, and make a hologram of it. And it worked. It was really wicked.
Did he have one of Tubok?
No.
Oh, here it is.
That make any sense.
So Star Wars Force FX lightsabers, is that the one? Yeah.
Yes, the Force FX ones.
Right above the Cave Johnson portrait.
Oh, boy.
Cave Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of, and I know that Portal is on the list.
Go ahead, do it.
I forgot to...
Turn your mic up a little bit and do it.
What?
Or talk into it. Just talk into
it. I am talking into it. What the hell?
I don't know how to use a mic.
No, suddenly, usually you're the loudest mic in the group, but tonight...
I decided to be audible.
Hey, I'm taking over.
Oops. No. Is that any better?
No.
Mic check.
I'm here.
One, two.
No, you're just more distorted, not louder.
Pass me the scalpel. I'll make an incision and cut out the part of your brain that does the bitching.
Ah!
That is my favorite MCA line, by the way.
That's awesome.
Make some noise. Anyway, so I forgot to bring this up last week. The sequel to Avatar: The Last Airbender. is The Legend of, not the movie, that not that M. Night tripe. I'm talking about the actual animated series, which was good, is The Legend of Korra. And J.K. Simmons is in that.
Oh, not, I like him.
Not in a Cave Johnson-esque kind of way. He's like a calm airbender. He's actually Aang's son. Aang's son, for those
you
that
know
are familiar.
That he breaks out into Cave Johnson during the recording sessions. You must become one.
I know. We do not go to pro-bending tournaments, Korra.
And if you do...
Science doesn't have time for silly airbending.
If you wake up tomorrow and you don't feel right, that's gasoline in your veins.
This just in, the boys at the Water Nation tell me that we've replaced waterbending with repulsion
with
gel.
Airbending!
Actually, Legend of Korra is a really good series. I think it's better than the first one, and it's a little more contemporary. So people that kind of grew up with Avatar Airbending... the Korra one's going to be a nice upgrade. So, but that
air all the time.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus!
It's all streets and gritty because they based it off of 1920s and 30s, Shanghai, New York City, and Vancouver, Canada.
Club Obi-Wan.
Is this show still on?
Yes, it says on air.
On air, and that leads us to Portal 2, which was not my topic.
Nor was it mine.
It was mine.
Hello.
Go, take it.
Okay, so
you're on the air.
The new downloadable content for Portal 2 is out, Mac and PC, and you can make your own Portal levels. And
if I go to the bathroom, can you guys cover the show?
We can.
Bio break. Right.
Or we can just, it's your show.
He's actually going
the damn show.
That's fine, we'll do it. We'll cover it. Okay, so Portal 2.
And go.
I want to make my own Portal. I'm itching to make my own Portal levels.
Because, you know what, though, this is, it has a possibility of being totally epic. You know, one of the things that was the coolest about Little Big Planet was watching what people would end up making.
Yeah.
My kids would go and find, like, you know, like father, like sons, right? Every possible explosive they could find. And then find, like, a cheetah and stick a rocket in its ass. But making sure, of course, the cheetah had wheels. Light it, and then watch the cheetah go up a ramp, fly through the air, and then land. And, you know, everybody does this. When it comes to level building, everybody goes and sees how far they can push the limits of the system. In Halo 3, what did you do? You'd go to that damn warehouse, load every explosive canister, because now you're in a really confined space, and just hide the furthest place you can, hide behind a shipping container, and just plink. And just watch the room go and watch your Xbox just...
Well, that was the best part of Counter-Strike and Ultima was people's weirdo freaking creations.
People making their own stuff. You can make your own levels in EQ2 now.
And
really?
Yes.
You can do it in City of Heroes and City of Villains as well.
Can you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For Xbox,
you buy like a developer pack or something, expansion. Yeah.
Minecraft for Xbox came out today.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like 1,600 points. So I, of course, am being harangued. Can we get an Xbox Minecraft, please? What slave child labor can
I
put
play with Minecraft? I've yet to play with Minecraft because I'm so used to... I grew up in college playing with Alias on an...
You grew up in college?
Oh, yes, I did. Playing with Alias on a Silicon Graphics machine, and to work with blocks just seems
Divine-interventions.com.
You too can make an 8-bit pixelated penis.
The password is Divine-interventions.
And then some angry 8-year-old is going to be like, damn it! Who put
Bobby?
A penis here in the plaza?
Damn it, Bobby.
Right. I have actually seen when my kid was 8, he was raging because somebody built a giant, I mean huge, like 300 stories tall penis in the main plaza, and he was all like, this doesn't go here, like total prude and shit. Most people would be like, there's a big wiener. No, he was like, the scenery is just, nah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Tawdry! It's tawdry! Salami steakums. That's an inside joke. New characters coming on to the show soon.
Perhaps, yeah.
Oh, yes,
follow us.
Maybe. We shall
all
see.
All over the internet. We're on Google+. Eric Rice, Matt Langley, Michael Gaines.
Paragraphs on Twitter.
Casey
Queso.
I don't know. Are you Casey Queso on Google Plus?
Well, Casey Coughlin on Google Plus. Casey Queso on most everything else.
Which we don't even know how to spell because your name is nothing like. It's like one of those random Irish names where there's like 47 consonants.
Coughlin, what?
Half of which are like J's, K's, and Z's, and they're all silent.
Yeah, most of it is. It's spelled Coughlin.
See, but I'm a Giants fan, so I know all about the Coughlins and the Coughlins, and
I don't know what that means.
Yep.
Same thing.
Same.
Tom, what is it? Tom Coughlin?
Tom Coughlin is the head coach for the Giants.
What the fuck?
You know what?
Welcome to NFL Giants Talk.
Sunday, it's
I was going to do the song.
You guys pass the hour.
Squaring off against the Coyotes.
Coming at
you. Can the Rangers hold off the Caps? And the Devil's going to face up. It'll be across the river. Playoff.
Oh, God. If the Rangers play the Devils, it's going to be like the Mets and Yankees from years ago. It's going to be hell over here.
Just by the way, just one quick thing for all the people listening so we're not all totally nerdy. Kings clinched it. NHL West, for those of you who follow hockey, completely shut out the St. Louis Blues. So, of course, I'm happy because the Blues shut out the Sharks. And the Coyotes put Nashville to bed. Caps and the Rangers tie up Game 7. Happens on Saturday. It's tied up 3-3, and then the Devils took care of the Philly Flyers 4-1. And so, who's it going to be?
I don't know. I totally thought that hockey season was over like 3 weeks ago.
Nope.
I know. I keep seeing these fucking games everywhere. It's weird.
I know. I don't follow hockey at all. I thought everything was over by now because everybody was so into what was going on. I thought, I guess the playoffs are now.
I keep trying to watch my Clippers, and these fucking hockey games are everywhere. It's weird.
We only gave a crap until the Sharks got kicked out, and then we're like, yeah, whatever. I think that's the thing is that you hear Sharks people the most because they're from Silicon Valley, for God's sake.
No.
So let me get
this. I live in Silicon Valley and don't hear shit about the Sharks. The only time I heard about them was because of you.
I
talk to you every day.
What did they get in their first round of funding?
Who are these Sharks? And what is their deal?
Listen, LA.
Do they have an app?
And I'm also an actor.
How many Twitter followers do they have?
But I'm an aspiring actor, you know.
I'm in the Screen Actors Guild. I don't know if you've heard of this.
Do they have an app?
They probably do.
Oddly enough, no.
Robot Underpants 42 at gmail.com.
That's how you can reach us through email. We occasionally do check that email. If you'd like to hit us up on Twitter, you can hit up any one of us. Langley, that's me. If you live in Canada or you're near an Air Force base, please learn how to use Twitter.
Also, if you like Ron Paul.
Yeah, well, learn how to use life. Star Mike, I guess, right?
Yes, Star Mike on Twitter.
And if you got any hate mail or comments, just send it to Star Mike on Twitter.
That's right.
Just send it over there.
No, wait, send it to the new one. Send it to our guest. Let her take care of it all.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't even know what her Twitter. What's your Twitter name, Casey?
Casey Queso, K-A-C-Y-K-S-O. I will take your hate mail and I will chew it up.
Twitter insider.
And use it as a man.
Spin, who knows? He keeps changing his shit, so wherever he is, he's been here. Don't send it to
they found
Spin. Send it to at Eric Rice.
You can send it to at Spin, too. I see
that. Nobody will get it. queso, not like the cheese. Like the
KC, not the cheese.
K-O, whatever. I can't do it. Thanks for tuning in. I guess that's a show. And we'll see you next week. I was waiting for Gaines to say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go.